Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Happy Tuesday. This is Desiree, and you are listening to our latest edition of P4P Real Talk, so you know what that means. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, and I'm without my Kaylin Patterson, so there's no cool accents or sound effects tonight. So drive your goals like a Mack truck through ice cream. Check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's talk. So Kaylin hopefully will be joining us soon, but if not, we will have to give him a hard time for slacking on us and not being here when he's supposed to be. But you know that happens sometimes, so given that we are Team Awesome, that means we are a team and we cover for each other, so we will carry on. But Kaylin, my friend, if you are listening and just can't dial in, we're missing you, so hopefully you'll join us as soon as you can. But just real quick, a couple of things. Last weekend, Kaylin and I had the privilege of joining NGA promoters Earl Snyder and Terry Weitzel. They had the NGA East Coast Classic, and so we were in Pennsylvania covering that show. It was a pro-am show, a lot of great talent on the stages, some international talent as well. They had some competitors from England, one from Holland, just some phenomenal pro bodies and some amateurs that earned their pro cards and will be gracing a pro stage soon. So if you are looking for a recap or want to see some of the interviews with the athletes we have the privilege of speaking with, check it out at Midwest Muscle on Facebook, and you'll be able to get all of that information and our photos there. Also, we're normally on the air Tuesdays and Thursdays, but this week we've got a special show that is going to be tomorrow, which is Wednesday, September 27th. It's still going to be 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and we are going to have Ryan Doris on the show. So you've heard us reference the Three Musketeers. We had Sam Okunola on earlier a couple weeks ago, and then we also had Abedin Olanaran, and now we're going to get Ryan Doris. I'm sure several of you have seen his videos. He's very prolific. He's got a great YouTube channel, just a lot of good stuff that he's putting out there on the natural powerlifting and bodybuilding front. So check us out tomorrow. Set your calendars. I know this is new. It's not a normal thing, but you know what? 3 days of P4P Real Talk in a row? How can that be a bad thing? I mean, seriously, how can that be a bad thing? And speaking of more great things, so if you were with us last week, you know that we had an awesome couple on, and they were talking all things powerlifting, bodybuilding, acting, horror movies. I mean, we had the whole gamut, and we also had Unbreakable Gear. I'm going to go ahead and put this disclaimer out there now. It's a line of powerlifting clothing and gear. Actually, not just powerlifting, but athletic powerlifting and gear. So not the drugs. Come on, folks. Really, it's all about the clothing, the apparel, belts, knee wraps, all of that great kind of stuff. And I'm sure we're going to talk about that more. But we have one half of that couple that is back with us tonight. So we have John Marshall with us. And as you recall, he was pretty much tearing up the natural powerlifting scene. Several titles under his belt over several years, so a lot of experience there. And he's bringing with him tonight a little dynamo prodigy, really, is what I'm going to call her. I said after seeing all of her accomplishments, all of a sudden I'm feeling more old than I am part of Team Awesome, because I tell you what, if I had even accomplished a fraction of what this girl has accomplished at her age, the world wouldn't know what to do with me. I mean, that's all I have to say about that. So without further ado, I'm going to have John go ahead and reintroduce himself, and then we're going to talk to the one that he calls his power mini, or the powerlifting princess, if I've got that right. I may have already gotten that wrong, but we're going to get it corrected. John, say hi to everybody in listener land.
How's it going, guys? I'm just reintroduce myself. I am John Marshall.
I competed in powerlifting for the past 35 years now. I got 25 national titles, 5 World Cup titles. I'm a half owner of Unbreakable Gear. Like you said, it is powerlifting and weightlifting gear. So we make lifting belts, straps, wraps, sleeves, elbow sleeves, collars, specialty bars. We got it all. We got supplements. And just been having a good time with that and coaching people. So tonight I'd like to introduce the Powerhouse Princess. She is the baddest 11-year-old on the planet. Her name is Damaya Smith.
What's up, everybody?
Powerhouse Princess. Go ahead, Damaya. Say it again, girl. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
What's up, everybody? It's the Powerhouse Princess, world champion powerlifter from Commerce, Oklahoma.
I mean, you guys hear that? Do you hear that energy coming through? Oh, my gosh. And 11 years old. Oh, my gosh. So, Powerhouse Princess, tell us a little bit more about yourself, girl. So, you're 11 now. You're in the sixth grade, if I've got that right. How did you get started powerlifting?
Well, my parents owned a gym, and this woman walked in with a newspaper, and it had a 9-year-old girl squatting 100 pounds. And since we already owned a gym, my parents thought, that's awesome, and I should start powerlifting. So I started, and I was already super strong, and I got into it, and now I'm great at it.
And obviously you're great at it. So I understand you hold several world titles. Why don't you tell us a little bit about all of the titles that are attached to your name?
Yes, I hold 21 world records because my squat is 152 pounds, my bench is 93 pounds, my deadlift is 182 pounds.
What? Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. So, John, I'm going to turn things over to you for just a quick second here. How did you get hooked up with this little gal?
I can't beat her. She's already outlifted me.
Oh, my gosh.
Met her at a competition. I think we were at the North American Championships in Laughlin, and her mom was kind of towering over me, walking around, flexing her biceps at me, looking at our gear, asked about some of the wraps we had, and her dad came over, and we started talking about maybe wrapping her knee up one day to make her have a bigger squat, and I sat down with her dad and mom, and we actually wrapped her knee to let it see what it felt like, and just kind of became friends since then. I've been to, I think, like 5 of her meets now, so it's fun.
Oh my God.
She keeps me young.
So I bet. So Damaya, this all started because you saw an ad in a newspaper and your parents already owned a gym and you were already super strong. But what made you want to keep going with this sport?
Because I love working out with my dad. He makes it super great and super fun.
Oh.
Who's that? Is that Jason?
You can't beat that. Nope, that's Kalen. He's here with us. Say hi, Kalen.
Oh. Hi, Kalen.
I don't know if you were able to hear us, but a little bit ago, Damaya was telling us about all of the world titles that she holds. And Damaya, you said you have 25 of them?
21 world records.
21. Well, I'm sure it will be 25 at the rate you're going. So have you been competing so far this year, or are you getting ready to compete?
I just got back from a competition in Las Vegas where I actually pulled 193 pounds on my deadlift and squatted 155, and then I benched 93.
Wow, that's amazing. So tell me, are you competing against other young girls your age or adult women, or who exactly are you going up against at these meets?
I compete against both young women and older women, and I still beat most of them.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, I don't know. I mean, John, tell me, what's her closest competition then?
her closest competition, well, there's no kid that could outlift her yet. It's just, I think the last meet we're at, it was funny. This lady came up to me and said, I thought she was competing because they actually go in order of by weight, you know, how much she can be lower than the bar. And this lady was like, I thought she was competing. And I'm like, damn, she's like, I haven't seen her lift yet. I'm like, because she's stronger than you. She was actually like mid-flight, you know, with all adults in front of her that she was outlifting. So it's fun watching that. She
wow,
is the future.
I bet it is. I bet it is. So, Demaya, one of our listeners has a question for you. Her name is Beth, and she is asking how old you are.
I'm 11 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
You are 11 years old. I know it. So are you? Have you just turned 11, or are you going to be having a birthday anytime soon?
I just turned 11 in June.
Oh, my
God. Oh, really?
God.
Oh, really? Well, that explains.
That's awesome. So, Demaya, our listener, Dale, he says, wow, this young lady sounds like a powerhouse, and you definitely are a powerhouse. Can you tell us a little bit about your training program? How many times a week do you train, and for how long, and, you know, what are some of your favorite exercises that you train with?
Well, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning every morning, and then I get Saturdays off. I still pretty much train on Sundays, and I do boxing. So I get on Thursdays, I go to boxing, and then on Fridays, I go to my Olympic weightlifting training in Joplin.
Wow.
Okay, cool.
Now I got to ask, because, you know, we met a fella this weekend been lifting in his teenage years, and he had a physique that was, well, you know which one I'm talking about, the story? The guy that had
mm-hmm.
his story in his last story?
Yep.
But anyway, he's got muscle fibers that are already connected like a person in his 40s. I can only imagine what this young lady is going to be looking like when, you know, she starts to get the muscle maturation that I'm picturing if she's got records like she has now. I mean, has she considered bodybuilding, or is that on the spectrum?
Can you repeat that question? This is her mother.
I said, is she going to get into competition, like bodybuilding competitions later on in years?
Yeah, I'm just starting to get into fitness, but I have a competition in April for fitness competitions, and it's dancing while showing off your muscles and tumbling.
And there you go. That's a great way to explain what that is. Yeah, no doubt. So I guess, John, tell us, you know, what does the training regimen look like for Demaya?
Good question.
Pretty much her dad does it. I've helped out at the competitions, or if I see videos, her dad and I will talk if I saw something wrong in it. You know, because mainly I've come in like towards the end of her training sessions or training cycle to just kind of help her peak a little bit more that I've given advice on, and just kind of like fire up at the competitions. But her mom and dad pretty much do most of her training for the powerlifting part of it. And then, like she said, she has an Olympic lifting coach. She's got a track coach. She's got a cheer coach. She's got a gymnastics coach. She's got a basketball. You know, she specializes in so many different things, and she excels at all of them. I mean, she holds world records in Olympic lifting. So she's going to do a fitness competition. She actually did her first fitness competition last year, Chris, at our show. Is it last year? Yeah, last year's. We do a fundraiser for kids with cancer, and Demaya came out and did her first fitness routine. So it was pretty neat.
Wow. I mean,
Thank you.
Sure that would be something to see. Yeah, definitely. So I know Mom, Chris Smith, was wanting to stay in the background, but we know she's there now. So I'm going to go ahead and ask her a question. So as the mom of such a dynamic young woman, how do you keep all of that balanced? I mean, she is in so many different things, and she's an honor roll student. How do you help her keep all of that prioritized and not totally be stressed out?
Oh, we're stressed out. We're stressed out every day. But we have a lot of checklists and to-do lists, and we basically just we have to plan accordingly, and we have to stay on task. I actually have a lot of alarms set on my phone as different reminders so she can remember to get her water in, so she can remember to eat. Demaya is actually pretty mature. She gets up on her own, and she literally gets up on her own. We're already at the gym before she wakes up. So she sets an alarm. She gets here by her sister. She gets ready to train. She makes her own breakfast. She makes her own lunch because nutrition is a big part of her success. You guys were talking about her physique, and she definitely has a more defined body than kids her age. A lot of girls her age have, they kind of have that baby belly, and they have those frail arms. And Demaya's pretty solid all the way around, and she worked really hard for the physique that she's created for herself over the past 4 years. So we, as far as, like, the scheduling goes, there's a lot of things going on, but we're a team, her, myself, and her dad. We have a lot of conversations about how we have to stay a team, and everyone has to do their part. For example, we're trying to get Demaya to learn how to pack herself whenever we go on these trips. That's probably been the biggest struggle is us not forgetting things like her shoes and her belt. So we're learning as we go because she's going to just continue to get busier and busier, and she's going to have to learn to, you know, be a big part of this team so we can keep being successful.
Now, one of the questions I would have to ask is, you know, when you have a child with that much drive, is how many times have you had to step in and just say no because you don't want her to become overburdened and it become, you know, like a chore where it basically wears the child out? Because I'm sure as a parent that it has to cross your mind from time to time.
So we basically, she is, like John had mentioned, she excels at a lot of things. But we can pinpoint what she really loves to do and what she's just doing for the heck of it. 2 years ago, we asked her, what do you want to do more? Because we want to make sure that she still has a school sport. Powerlifting isn't necessarily a school sport. Fitness isn't necessarily a school sport. And so we want her to have that social life with her friends. And in our area, softball is very popular, and it takes up a lot of time to where it would cut into the training that's going to make her the big-time success later on down the road. So we asked her and said, which do you want to do? Do you want to do softball or basketball? And she chose on her own to do basketball. So we cut the softball off years ago. So we can pretty much, you know, put her in something and see if it's something that she has her heart in. And if it's not, then we don't waste any time or money or words with her about it. And that's not a big deal. I mean, she used to be into guitar, but she wasn't practicing. So we took that out of the schedule. Anything that we can have her be in that she's going to go 110%, we're going to keep her in it. And right now, she really loves her powerlifting. She loves her Olympic weightlifting, and she's starting to love her boxing too. So anything that we can keep her, that's definitely going to keep her confidence going as well, because she's in middle school, and that's whenever kids are turned, and she's experiencing that some of that right now. So we want to keep her confidence as high as possible, and whenever you're in a power sport, there's nothing but confidence that's going to, you know, come out of yourself.
So true.
Yeah, for sure. So, Demaya, our listeners want to know, and Linda is one of them, what activities are you involved at in school?
I'm in basketball, I'm in cheer, and I'm in TSA, which is in tech ed for electronics.
Oh, okay.
I believe she's
very
also,
cool.
What are you in the student council? Aren't you
I'm the secretary for our school.
She's in student council too. We just keep learning more and more here. This list just keeps getting longer.
Oh yeah,
I'm feeling like such an underachiever right now.
Right?
Not at all. You have your own show. Not at all.
So Demaya, Brenda wants to know. Oh, yeah, I know, right? Because so young and got so much going on. I mean, and so many accomplishments already. Brenda wants to know, when do you sleep?
What, like, by what time do I go to bed?
I guess what she's really asking is, you're so busy, when do you have time to sleep? But yeah, let's talk about that. When do you go to bed? Because we already know you get up super early in the morning.
I usually go to bed by 9:30. I usually get 7 to 6 hours and 30 minutes of sleep a night, and I always get up fresh as good as new.
All right, there you go.
To further on that,
first Saturday. Some snickerdoodle protein.
Yes.
Don't start it, John. Don't start it.
Start it, John.
I know. I can already tell this girl likes chocolate whey protein. I know if she were to pick a flavor, it would be chocolate. I just have that feeling.
All right, sorry, Demaya.
We have our own little side joke going on here, so sorry about that. Brenda also wants to know, do you study during your timeouts in sports? So if you're headed to a competition over the weekend, do you ever take homework with you?
Oh, yes. On the road, I always bring my homework so I can get it done and don't have to do it on the way back, and then it's less struggle for me.
Okay, very good. It's good to have those good study habits. So, Mom, I'm going to go ahead and direct this question back to you. Sam wants to know, she's asking, is Demaya's brain wired to just multitask all aspects of life?
Absolutely not. Demaya does a good job, but she's just like any other kid. And I pretty much geared her at a young age to be self-sufficient. I don't want her to be able to have to, like, if anything were to ever happen to our family and she's left here, I want her to know that, you know, how a day-to-day schedule goes. So she's actually been waking up to an alarm since she was 2 years old and was able to get herself up and ready. So that's why she's able to do it now. She's not that kid that you have to go into the room and scream and yell to wake her up or go in there multiple times. She's very disciplined, and I think that's a big key factor in her success is her discipline. But she, you know, we do have to remind her of different things, like picking up after herself and, you know, keeping the routine going. I mean, she's been doing it for so long, though, that it pretty much is something that she knows how to do. But there are just the little things that every kid is going to forget. So she's a typical child, but she is, in my eyes, she's a little bit far advanced because of the way that we nurtured her, you know, whenever she was a baby.
Okay. Well, good to know. Good to know. You know, they say train them up young. So, Demaya,
yeah.
Question for you. Sarah wants to know, how important schoolwork is to you? I mean, you've got so many athletic activities on your schedule, and obviously you're passionate about several of them. How important is schoolwork in that picture?
That's my top aspect. I travel so much that I have to keep my grades up. I'm usually an all-age student, and I make sure to keep my grades up because school is super important, and if you don't succeed in school, you can't succeed in life.
All right. Hats off to you, girlfriend. That is awesome. So I have to ask, you know, do you have an idea of what you want to do when you grow up? As far
as
a career?
I want to be, like, in business, like, for apparel, making my own apparel line, just supplements, like, selling stuff, business line.
Very cool. Well, sounds like you're following right in your family's footsteps.
Yeah, how about it? Now, does she have time for, like, favorite TV shows?
Yes, I do. I really like watching. I like to read a lot, too, but when I'm not reading, I like to watch Big Brother. It's a series, but now it's off, but it'll be back during Christmas. I like to watch that with my grandma.
My goodness. I mean, you have a very active life and you stay so busy, it's a wonder that you even want to touch a remote control. So is that basically just preoccupy your mind or energies until you get ready for the next activity?
I really only watch TV during the weekends. The rest of the whole week, I'm never really at TV. I don't really have TV at my house. And during when I get back home from school, I do my homework. I practice my dance. So I'm really active, and I don't really watch TV till the weekend.
Now, when you're in school and there's so much going on, you know, sometimes when you get really good at a lot of things, you can kind of turn off some people in your class. And I know some kids can be quite brutal in their reaction to people that are successful. How do you deal with that? And, you know, is that something that's an issue, or is that something that, you know, everybody just understands you're just that good at a lot of what you do?
No, a lot of people don't understand, and they always try to tell me, you're going to get hurt. Kids that probably have no idea what they're talking about and just went home and their parents told them that. But I get kids all the time telling me, you're going to get hurt. And I'm like, and they're like, you're going to be short. I'm like, I'm going to be short anyway, so lifting isn't going to make me any shorter than I would be. And
well, that's awesome. I mean, that's. That's an awesome response. I love it. So I'm going to direct this next question to John. So, John, you've been at competitions with DeMaio. What's the kind of reaction that the crowd has to her, especially when they see how much she can lift?
Oh, she's a big hit there. Everyone comes up to her. People want autographs with her. People want pictures with her. So we love it because they bring her out to the booth. So I get a potential clients going over to my booth to sell gear because she's all decked out in it. She goes up to the platform with Unbreakable gear, socks on, knee sleeves on, singlet on, shirt on, wraps on. So she's fully, you know, we got her fully decked out with everything miniaturized for her. And but yeah, I've never seen nothing but support at competitions for her.
That's great. So DeMaio, how did it feel the very first time someone asked you for your autograph?
It felt amazing. I was like, somebody wants my autograph, because you want people's autographs in movies and stuff, and it's crazy to think that people love you as much as you love somebody that's in the movies. And yeah.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean that's pretty awesome. It is an awesome thing. And you sound like you keep it all in pretty good perspective too, as you're going about it. So. Mom, she's pretty much already a prodigy. I mean, what's the plan for you and your husband to, progress her or monitor or tailor her training program as she gets older?
I don't really know how we would modify it. Right now she's got, what we have to think about is how her schedule is going to change every year as far as we keep her in the school athletics too. We live in a small area to where kids are allowed to play multiple sports at once. So at the same time that she has cheer, she also has basketball going on. Just yesterday last Wednesday, she had to go to cheer and then she had to go to basketball. And we're in such a small area that they just don't even really communicate these things. And I was like, whoa. We got to be, you know, notified in advance because we have, you know, a very strict schedule set for her. And then whenever they're popping up with these random practices, it throws a kink into everything. And we know that the powerlifting, the fitness is what's going to make her the biggest success. Just based upon her athleticism, I don't see her going to college to play the typical softball or basketball or cheerleading. She excels the most at powerlifting and at fitness. So that's a whole different world as far as athletics is concerned. You go to these expos, and it's not there. We're not there for a basketball game or for a volleyball game. We're there to see powerlifters and strongmen and bodybuilders. And so it's a whole different world that we want to keep her in. So as she gets in, as each grade she goes up, her schedule is going to get busier and busier, so we'll probably have to cut some out, and we might have to rearrange some, you know, trainings on the weekends rather than, you know, in the morning. That's probably the hardest part right now, is trying to coordinate with her school activities to make sure that she has a typical childhood and that she's successful at what she's the best at.
Now, with her being so advanced in training and so good at it, you know, I'm sure she's going to catch the eyes of the Olympic Committee sooner or later. I mean, there's no way that she could avoid that. You know, have you thought about that in that aspect, being taken to that training camp for an extended period, or is that something you guys have talked about already?
So she already got invited.
She competed in a combine this past summer and placed first and was invited to the USA Bobsled Skeleton School and will go in possibly next month, but she's definitely going in January. And they're looking for, you know, they're recruiting young kids for the Youth Olympics. But we will definitely set her path to where she's the most successful, and it's in this type of environment. So she has led the craziest life over the past 4 years that it's almost indescribable. It's not a typical Oklahoma lifestyle. So anything that we can do to get her to where we think that her destiny is, that's where we're going to put her at. Because, you know, there's different opportunities that just keep popping up. And to me, that's God saying she needs to go this direction and she needs to try this. And, you know, our community is really good about backing her, and they understand that her schedule is very unique. And so we're in a very good position to make sure that she has, the best resources and best opportunities coming her way.
This is her dad.
Go ahead.
This is her dad. She was at the Junior Olympics, and she competed in the USA Bobsled Combine is how they spotted her. She's the youngest they've ever invited to their camp. She actually goes in January. She actually set two records at the Combine, and she was competing against kids as old as 20 years old, and she set a bench press for reps. She set a new world record that day, and then she had the best clean for reps. She had the most just for the day. It wasn't a world record, but she did, out of all the kids that day, including up to 18, 20 years old, she did more clean for reps than anybody there. They were so impressed with her, they went ahead and invited her for her age. Usually you have to be at least 15 to 16 to get invited. They were so impressed with her performance that day that they invited her. So we've changed a lot of her training to try to get more speed out of her to get her ready for the USA Bobsled Camp in January.
So how did bobsledding even enter this picture? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well,
how did that happen?
How it entered, well, we just took her to the combine. I just wanted to see how she'd do at the combine. There were a lot of really, really fast kids there from the AU track, which she held her own against the speed, but she just murdered the kids. And when we talk about her lifting, she outlifts any boy her age. The boys are nowhere near her. Like, she'll be competing in the middle school weight meet, and she'll have to compete against boys. And I can promise you there's not any boys her age that can even touch what she lifts. So we just wanted to go to the combine and see how she did. We wasn't expecting her to get invited to the bobsled camp, but they were so impressed with her that they asked her to come to their camp, and we're hoping that she does really good there. And they continue looking at her for the 2022 Olympics.
But with the USA bobsled, what they're looking for, there's lots of aspects involved with that sport. They need people with power. They need people with speed. So that's how she got thrown into it, because whenever she did the combine, she was doing CrossFit style with a clean. She did the bench press for powerlifting. She did a ball throw, which would be, be like the pushing of the sled. So they go out, and a lot of people in the USA bobsled team have already been in the Olympics. They've already been like on the track side of it, and then they got hurt or, you know, whatever the case may be. And so then they're trying out for the Winter Olympics for the bobsled. So that's why they're recruiting out of the Junior Olympics, because there's so many amazing athletes within the Junior Olympics for different sports that they can go ahead and recruit them and try to pull them in to the USA bobsled team. But she was one of the ones that placed really well and caught their attention, and hopefully she shows up and shows out in January.
All right. So, Demaya, what do you think of bobsledding?
I think it will be super great and super fun. I'll also try skeleton, but I watched Cool Runnings, and it's a great movie. It made me really awesome. And whenever I saw or figured out that I was going to be able to go to a bobsled camp, I was like, awesome, because I watched the movie, and it seems great. So I can't wait for the bobsled camp.
All right, that's awesome. And you know it. Oh, go ahead.
If Demaya does make, when she does make the team, the bobsled team, will she carry an egg with her?
Only you, John, would say that.
What?
I don't get
that's
it.
That's funny.
No,
I don't get it.
I don't want baby.
You dead man.
Real fast, I want to say how important John didn't really say how important he is to us. I mean, he will drive out of, he lives in Arizona, he will drive out of his way for hours just to come watch Demaya compete. He's more than a sponsor. I mean, she has other sponsors too. She's sponsored by 5% Nutrition, and that's just a company that kind of does stuff. John is like family. John, he more than sponsors her. He teaches her everything. He every video he messages me, he's like, try this. He does everything to make her better. He puts her above and beyond. He's more than a sponsor to us. He's become family, and she loves him.
Uncle John.
I mean, I don't know people know, but how much we appreciate him. He's
well,
really,
and the thing with John is he goes out of his way for everybody.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of people on his team, and if you want, you know, to be seen and, you know, for your name to be heard, all you have to do is say, hey, John, this is what I did today to work out, and he's ready to blast you online. So he doesn't get enough credit for all the hard work that he puts into his, you know, his family, his unit, his team. And if anyone is in powerlifting, they definitely need to buy from Unbreakable Gear because it's, you know, the best gear on the planet, and it's owned by the best people on the planet. So that's about that.
Thank you.
Very cool. So I guess I'll direct this question to Mom and Dad here. Travis wants to know if Demaya is taking any supplements to help her keep her energy up, or if you guys, as her parents, do not allow that yet.
So, like my husband Jason said, she's sponsored by 5% Nutrition, and 5% Nutrition
mm-hmm.
has a product called All Day You May, which is an amino source. There's joint support, which is great. There's vitamin C, which is for your immune support, because if you're sick, you can't lift, you can't get better. I basically consider it a vitamin drink. So she definitely can take that. It's for anyone of any age. And the company also has these amazing two products, which one's a carb source, and it tastes just like sweet potato pie. It's actually a liquid sweet potato pie. And the other one is crystal egg whites. It's literally like a crystal form, add water, and it turns into egg whites. So it's an easy way to get your meals in, and it's totally safe for her. But a majority of her progress comes from her diet. You guys were asking
mm-hmm.
about her schedule earlier, and we can tell whenever she hasn't been with us on the weekend because everything is just off. She's only ate like once or twice a day. She hasn't drank her water. So whenever she's with her nan and pop, her grandparents, we have to send her text messages. Did you get your water in? You know, did you remember to eat something good? So as a whole family, you know, grandparents included, we all have to be on the same page. But just in regards to supplements, those are the supplements that she's allowed to take, and those are for anyone of any age. But supplements get a bad rap. And all that people need to realize is supplements are there to supplement what you're not getting from your diet. So you can either take the easy way by taking the supplements, or if you don't feel like you're getting enough from your diet, you can take the supplements. But she's not on any pre-workouts that have, you know, that are, you know, with the caffeine. Everything that she has is all natural.
All right. Very good. And to tag on to that, Leonard is asking, with her being a growing young lady, how much does she have to eat in order to maintain her gains and just the fact that she's growing in general?
So when Demaya first started lifting, I was the only one that was particular about what I was eating because I was getting ready for a show. So everyone else was still eating what people typically eat, Taco Bell, McDonald's, you know, all cakes and cookies, all that stuff. Well, she started to put on a little bit of weight, and I said, we got to get control of this. So, I mean, she was basically like, rather than having a full meal, she was snacking like on Cheetos and just different things that, you know, wasn't good for her physically or for her progress in the gym. And once we switched that up, all of her lifts went up. Everything just increased. I mean, I cannot stress this enough. Nutrition makes the biggest impact on your performance. And a lot of people just, they think that they can go to the gym and that everything's going to magically happen. But the gym is a very small part of the bigger picture. A lot of your progress happens in the kitchen. So she is living proof that whenever you eat like crap, not only do you feel like crap and you live like crap and everything, all your clothes are not fitting well, but, you know, it makes everything go downhill. So once she switched that up, it basically changed her, all her lifts, and it also made her more mature because she was the one that started to make her own lunch. She was the one that started to make her own breakfast, and she became very self-sufficient, and she actually loves to cook. That's actually something that she hasn't mentioned, but she has her own little kitchen here at our gym, and she's going to have a little cooking show on YouTube to show everyone, you know, how to use these products, these sweet potatoes and what. Go ahead.
Now that you're talking about YouTube.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, she started talking about YouTube. I actually have my own channel called Powerhouse Entertainment, and on there I've interviewed Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I have a lot of other videos of me cooking, but really I just think it's great that I got to interview Arnold. It was so amazing.
That's pretty awesome. Do you hear that, Kaylin? We haven't even interviewed Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
My goodness. So what did you ask Arnold? What were you asking Arnold, Amaya?
I asked what he thought about the expo, about his expo, and what his advice for younger kids that would like to start out lifting.
And what did he say?
Yeah.
Early to rise, work like hell, and advertise. Exactly what he said.
It was actually pretty cool. There were tons of reporters there. And they pretty much pushed all the reporters away and let the Maya come in interviewing. But she's interviewed tons of great people. Michael Hearn, the Titan, you know, he's one of our favorite. We love Mike.
John Marshall.
He's our favorite every time because John's interviews are always fun.
Linda Murray.
DLB. And a lot of them already knew who she was just because she's at so many expos. So, I mean, she's got to talk to a lot of big names and – She brought C.G.
Fletcher.
He's one of our favorites. She's got to talk to a lot of great people, and she probably don't even realize, like, when she did Arnold, me and Chris was crying, and she's like, what's wrong? Like, you don't even know how great Arnold is.
So I didn't realize how awesome the interview was until I'm reading his book now. Well, one of his books, his autobiography, Total Recall, and now I noticed how awesome his life is and how much he did and where he came from and how he's progressed from really tiny town to huge, awesome life. So it's crazy, and I didn't notice it at the time, but now that I'm reading his book, I do.
Well, there you go. So, Demaya, Ben wants to know if you like normal stuff like roller coasters and others.
Yeah, I love roller coasters. I love speed. Oh, yeah, I love to ride four-wheelers. We go to Branson, and I'll ride go-kart. And I did a burnout on YouTube, actually, in my Geo Tracker. I used to call it Tractor.
Yeah, she's probably got the best 10-year-old burnout on YouTube. I built the Geo Tracker, and we put a V8 in it. And first thing she said, Dad, can I do a burnout? So she did the smokiest burnout ever and went through a brand-new set of tires.
We still have rubber on our garage doors.
From the burnout, this is nothing but total excitement going on here. I'm telling you. So I have the next question I want to direct back to Chris and Jason, mom and dad. Sheila wants to know how your family members have generally reacted to everything that, you know, Demaya is a part of, and are they supportive or has there been some resistance?
We, Jason and I are actually blessed that we have very good parents. We don't have the type of parents that are in your business and they want to tell you what to do. They pretty much understand that they raise us to be amazing adults and that we can make decisions on our own. And Jason and I were both in sports growing up. So what people don't understand or what they fall into is the myth that weightlifting or powerlifting is going to stunt your growth. And let me bust that myth for people right now. The problem is if you get a break on a growth plate. Okay. So if you break your arm and you get a break on your growth plate, then one arm might be longer than the other. And common sense will tell you that you could do that playing any sport. I had my worst injury from playing basketball. Jason had his worst injury from track. So our parents definitely are supportive because we grew up in a lifestyle where we were playing sports, and anything that we wanted to do in our lives, our parents supported it. So they're going to support our children as well. And so they've been 100%. They've got their Powerhouse Princess tees. They support every fundraiser we have going on. Anything that we want to do, if we say that we want to go buy an island for the Powerhouse Princess, they're going to be at that island.
And it's not just our family. This whole town is behind her. Like, they named a day after her. She has her own day. It's January 10th is the Maya Proclamation Day. The school, you know, she misses a ton of schools going to expos and competitions, and most schools wouldn't deal with it. They do whatever they can to make sure that she's successful. The town, they block off roads for her. They have parades for her. I mean, we have support everywhere, and we couldn't do it without support. My son, we own a gym and a car lot. My son, he runs the car lot when I'm gone. I have a 19-year-old son. Our other daughter that we adopted, she helps run the gym, keeps the gym clean. I mean, we have support everywhere. And once again, John Marshall, he is amazing in support. Like, there is nobody that would travel. I mean, gets no sleep, gets in his car, drives to Tucson or drives to Laughlin just to watch her compete and wrap her knees. I mean, that girl has more support than she knows what to do with.
And that's awesome.
Not who needs
love
sleep.
To hear that. Who needs sleep? Not us. Demaya is getting her sleep.
Yeah. Oh yeah. On every trip, Demaya's asleep in the car. Me and her dad are, you know, dying, trying to stay awake. So yeah, but it's definitely all worth it. And we don't ever really remember these sleepy times or the tired times or the stressed out times. You know, we can pinpoint every awesome moment that we've had, and you know, the list just goes on and on.
And that's good, and that's great, and I love to hear that. And I know, I mean, our listeners too. It sounds like Demaya's got all of the right things in place that she needs for success, you know, down to the support system. But on those off times, because we've had a couple of questions like this where, you know, people will come to say, well, it's going to stunt her growth or this or that or the next thing, or if she runs into that mean kid at school or the kids at school that don't quite understand, you know, what are the steps that you guys have in place as a family to kind of like help you guys, you know, move through those few little bumps in the road without really losing your step?
We have a lot of talks. You know, we try to prepare her for everything. We've been preparing her for middle school since she was in fifth grade to let her know that, you know, friendships might change. You're going to be in school with older kids. She's had to, you know, deflect and defend herself a couple times, you know, already. And I don't know that she has it any worse than any other child. Right now she really kind of blends in with the middle school because there hasn't been anything recently that's popped up that she's had a lot of attention for. But I had that a couple times growing up where I would, you know, I can remember I got some sort of MVP award And then someone else got one right after me, and my teammate said, oh, so you were the co-MVP, because she was jealous that I got an award. So I don't doubt that Jemiah is going to have those types of, you know, instances. She already had some boy at school say that she's fat, and it's just because he doesn't understand that she's got more muscle than him. So, you know, she is pretty much got a lot of love from her family and a lot of confidence, and she knows that she can literally tell us anything. I mean, she's pretty much an open book. She will come and tell her, and her dad are like best friends, so if she ever needed to tell him anything, she knows that he's going to listen, and she also knows that her parents are crazy. So if we have to we'll take care of something, we will. However, we want for her to be able to handle it on her own.
There you go. There you go. Don't poke the mama bear. You don't want to do that.
We more worry about John getting upset. Anytime something on YouTube pops up and someone says something bad about her, he's calling me. Did you see that? You better get taken. You know, I think John gets more upset than we do.
I don't know. Ann's pretty hot-headed.
Ann is? And
John,
stop it.
I thought you were stuttering. Stop I was it. Like, and.
No. So, okay, folks, here's what happened. You guys know I'm bad with names. It's just, I just am. And so Chris introduces herself prior to the show, and I don't know where I got the name Ann, but I was calling her Ann. And John's like, who is Ann? And I'm like, you know, Ann, her mom. No, that's not her name. It's Christine.
Oh, man.
So anyway, I apologize profusely, but evidently I was not going to get away from that one that easily. Okay? There you have it.
Okay.
There you have it. All right, guys. I know we've touched on this a little bit, but I'm going to go ahead and ask the question again because we've got some more listeners that are interested in the answers. So, Chris and Jason, how important is it as Demaya's parents for you to make sure that she's able to be a child in the midst of all of this training, success, you know, a lot of adult things that she has coming her way?
Well, I do worry about it all the time because, you know, she's typically training when most kids are either asleep or they're, you know, doing kids walking the streets. We don't make her do anything. I ask her all the time, hey, if this is too much, we can back off. She never wants to back off. Usually she always wants to do something else. She wants to add actually more stuff to her plate, and I'm always like, you got enough going on. She wants to do everything. She wants to play softball. She wants to play basketball. The girl, she wants to tumble. She wants to cheerlead. She wants to do everything. I do worry sometimes that she's going to get burnt out, but, you know, if she does, she does. You know, if she decides someday she don't want to do it, that's up to her. We don't make her do anything. So if there's ever a day that she's like, I'm done with this, Dad, I don't want to do it, then we'll support her in whatever she wants to do something else in. If you want to do something else, then we're going to help you be the best at that. But people has to see her in the gym. This girl absolutely loves what she does, and she's good at it. She loves being in the gym. I don't think she'd want to be anywhere else, you know. I mean, she just loves it. She doesn't get to tell not a lot of times like other girls are probably doing, because most Friday nights we're headed to another town for an Olympic weight train. If she does get to tell not, she's usually Saturday nights, but she's up early because that's Sundays is when she comes in and does her powerlifting training.
But as her mother, I make sure to get her with her friends. Like her whole fifth grade year, I pretty much made it seem like their senior year because it was going to be their last grade, their last time in grade school. So we made sure to have an outing every 2 months. This weekend, she's going to be hanging out with her friends. I totally understand the importance of having a normal childhood. And that's why she is in the school sport. Although the school sports take time away from the sports that are going to make her the most successful for what we see is like her path. We make sure that she gets to, you know, be on the cheerleading squad and that she gets to play basketball, and she will do track also. And in our town, it's so small that sports is literally the social life. We don't have, like, a lot of entertainment here for children. So the most, you know, the most entertaining thing is having friends over and going to, you know, going to a football game. So she is more than welcome to always do that. And everyone lives within, like, 3 or 4 blocks of each other in this area. So she's safe walking around to go see her friends. She was with them all summer long. And there's 24 hours in a day. So I think that a lot of people, whenever there's children like Demaya, they think that that the training is all day long. And maybe if she was like an Olympic gymnast, it might be all day long. But she's got, you know, an hour segment here, an hour segment there. And then there's the other times of the day that she gets to be on her cell phone. She gets to, you know, hang out with her friends. So she's not going to miss out on anything, and we will make sure that she, you know, is always doing something fun with her friends.
She even gets to spend a week with Dawn in Tucson, and her and John going to stay a week together and watch cartoons and eat cereal and whatever John does.
And cheeseburgers. And eat cheeseburgers.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think John's quite grown up yet, so there's no telling what's in cereal.
All right, Demaya, I have a question for you. So you've had a lot of success. I mean, people want your autograph. You have your own day, for heaven's sake. You've interviewed Arnold Schwarzenegger. How do you keep all of that in perspective? How do you keep a level head without, I guess, getting a big head, some people might say?
Basically what you said, I don't want to get cocky, because when you get cocky, then you start to not appreciate what you have, and then it all goes to your head, and you start getting worse because you're not going to train as hard because you think you're so great you don't need to train. So you're going to get worse and worse when your head gets too big. You're going to get worse instead of achieving higher. And my parents helped me with that too. Like, if one day I'm like, no, I don't need to train, they're going to say, okay, well, and I always end up training because they don't make me, but at the end of the day, I always love to train and always want to. But if I get a big head, they help me get out of that.
But if you see pictures of her, she's got a big head.
What
is that? I said, if you've seen pictures of her, she's got a big head already, though.
She does not have a big head. Her head is in proportion to her body. All right. So... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that, you know, I think children need to be likable. And if me and her dad ever find out that she's being, you know, a little, you know what, or she's, you know, being disrespectful, then, you know, she's going to have some consequences to pay, because she is a leader in her school. And just like this weekend, we have a big event going on at our gym, and their parents messaged me saying, hey, can my child come talk to Demaya about getting into working out, because, you know, they don't know anything about it, and it's foreign to children. So they look up to the powerhouse princess. So we have to, you know, because sometimes Demaya doesn't always want to talk to people, and I can get that. I don't always want to talk to people. So we have to remind her, hey, you're not just Demaya. You're the powerhouse princess. People see all these videos of you online, in which Demaya doesn't control her social media. So she doesn't know 90% of the stuff that we're posting, you know, to brag about her. And so when someone comes up to her and says, hey, you're the powerhouse princess, it catches her off guard. So we have to remind her of everything that she's accomplished, and that she is a figure within the community and online. And, you know, she needs to I always tell kids, and I always remind parents, that you have to be able to talk to people. We'll have people that, you know, kids that come in here for donations, and they're very timid. And to me, if you're going to be a leader in a sport or a leader in activity, you need to be able to talk to people. So that's something that we've worked really hard on with Demaya, her speech, you know, saying, hi, how are you? If someone's talking to you, look at them. So we want for her to be the, you know, the best that she can be in public, and you know, have integrity. You know, what are you like whenever people aren't watching? So what is she like whenever we're not around? So we hopefully put the fear of God in her, that she's going to be a good girl, because we all have our moments. But if she is to have a moment, it's going to be 10 times worse than if one of her friends has a moment, just because she is a powerhouse princess at a different level.
Yep. Exactly. And that's good. That's good that you guys all have that in mind as she continues to progress. So, hey, folks, I know we still have questions coming in, but we are so out of time. So we're not going to be able to get to everything tonight, but we will definitely keep track of them and get you answers on Thursday if we're able. Demaya, real quick, if people want to be able to find you on social media or they want to check out your YouTube channel, how do they find you? I think you have a website too, correct?
Yeah, my YouTube channel is Powerhouse Entertainment. And then my website is www.powerhousefamilyfitness.com.
And you can also follow her Instagram at Powerhouse Princess OK or on Facebook at The Powerhouse Princess.
All right, awesome. So, Demaya, we wish you the absolute best thing. You have been amazing on the show tonight, so thank you so much for joining us. Kristen and Jason, you've got a fantastic kid here. Thank you for sharing her with us tonight. And John, thanks for letting us know about the Powerhouse Princess. I mean, I've definitely been blessed by having this family on the show. So thanks so much for allowing us to be in that part of your world.
Thank you.
Hey, so, Demaya's got one more thing to say.
Eugene,
go ahead.
Baby.
Unbreakable gear. Okay, John, go ahead, plug it. Where do people find your products?
Do it, Demaya. Demaya can plug it.
All right, Demaya, where can people find Unbreakable Gear?
At unbreakablegear.com. On Facebook, at Unbreakable Gear. And that's it.
All right.
Or just call
there
John.
You have
just
it, guys.
Call John.
Or call John. John Marshall on Facebook. So... With that being said, on behalf of the Smiths, on behalf of John Marshall, Kaylin, myself, and the boys from P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.